This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run, and you're here with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. Earlier this week, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said that after spending various COVID-related stimulus packages, the government does not have much money left, and that's a direct quote. Now, these comments were actually made as part of his remarks at a Sikh religious ceremony of Vaisakhi, where he announced funds designated for the Sikh community. But the Prime Minister's comments do beg the question, what exactly is the state of the government's finances, and what should we make of Muhyiddin's remarks? For more insight, we're speaking this morning with Sri Muniyati Yusuf, Research Manager at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs. Good morning, Uni. Thanks for joining us today. The Prime Minister says the government spent over 600 billion ringgit on stimulus programs, but what exactly is the total spent in terms of direct fiscal injections since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Morning. Morning, everyone. So I think the Prime Minister combined two numbers here. One is 340 billion for the stimulus packages, and the second one is the 320 billion of the 2021 budget. So if we strictly speak on the fiscal stimulus package, the fiscal injections, the amount is actually only 75 billion. So that's quite a small amount in terms of the total. And then if you talk about the budget, right? So from 320 billion, about 49% of it actually recurrent expenditure, wage payment, retirement payment, as well as debt payment. So so if we strictly speak on fiscal injections, actually 600 billion is not so much taken from government money. If we look into fiscal stimulus packages, for example, of the 340 billion, at least 150 billion actually what we call as taxpayers' money, because 100 billion is actually debt moratorium program, which is our money. It's just our payment is being deferred. We don't pay the loan. And another 50 billion is withdrawal from the EPF. So of the 340 billion, the fiscal injection is only 75 billion. So I think to say that the total amount that the government spent on the stimulus package is 600 billion is quite misrepresentations, in my opinion.
So how should we read into Muhyiddin's comment that Malaysia does not have enough money left? Does it make sense?
If he referred to it's a tight fiscal space, I think I understand the government situation right now. If we look into the 2021 budget, for example, as I mentioned earlier, so 50% of it actually is recurrent expenditure. So if we this is for wage payment, for retirement payment, as well as debt payment. If we add into it the cost for current development project, so we have probably around 20 to 30% of what we call a fiscal space where the government can move around the money. And that's, I think some of it probably been used in Pemerkasa already. So the government does not have that much room to adjust the current spending. And also because we have to take into account that budget 2021 was based on a very optimistic GDP projection, right? I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's about 6.5% or 7.5% of GDP growth. So that's quite optimistic. If, say, for example, these projections is less than what the government project, then the revenue from taxes and revenue will be lower. And as a result, fiscal space will be even tighter.
So with that in mind, I guess it should be a priority to restore these coffers. How should the government be working to restore the government coffers, and what are the low-hanging fruit that come to mind here?
I think it would be difficult in the short term to actually recover fully, even to achieve what we call as a balance, right, a budget balance, because, well, we are still in pandemic situations and the government still need to pump money to support the rakyat anyway. So it will be very difficult in short term to have to get back to our fiscal balance. However, what we can do actually right now to ensure that the current stimulus package is used effectively and efficiently. We have large amounts of money pumped into the market, given to citizens. So how are we making sure that this money are being spent wisely and effectively? And of course, reduce corruptions and any leakages and waste.
How satisfied are you with the pace of spending and how the money is being spent?
That's quite a difficult question. But I think for now, the government has taken quite a very good measures. Say, for example, we have quite good wage subsidy. Yes, there's some leakages here and there, but the wage subsidy programs is quite good. We have Bantuan Prihatin Nasional to actually give direct support to the public. So that's already good. But I think right now, if we look into the data that we have, there are certain initiatives that are actually quite fast. So wage subsidy program is quite good. But other thing, for example, if we want to really use the withdrawal from EPF, for example, the progress of that, so the public seems to not use their spending, their saving in EPF. Another thing would be the progress of this small scale project. How much is it has been actually given to the SMEs in the ground? Because if I'm not mistaken, the government have allocated about 6 billion of small scale project. So we're not sure whether this project have been given to the SMEs in the ground.
So Malaysia's not the only government to have dipped into its coffers or issued debt to fund COVID-19 support measures. Other countries like the UK, even the US, have resorted to raising their debt to unprecedented levels while we've maintained a 60% debt-to-GDP ratio. So why can't we follow the path taken by those economies?
I think US is actually quite an exception. I think US actually exceed that level, right? Japan and US have been among number of countries that actually their debt level is quite high, higher than we are. I think right now, even IMF project that the level of debt to GDP will be even higher. So in crisis, I think we expect that to happen. However, what the government can do is to actually, again, I think this is even for economists everywhere, it's just right now we need to borrow and there's no other way. But we have to make sure that the money we borrow, we spend wisely.
Now,
so it is. We have to see the possibility of raising the debt level even higher. But at the same time, we have to make sure that the money that we actually borrow being used effectively and efficiently.
Now, when the government unveiled the budget 2021, it asserted that it had a clear path towards fiscal consolidation post-COVID crisis. How do you think the government can balance fiscal consolidation amidst supporting the economic recovery?
I think, as I mentioned earlier, the budget 2021 was based on a very optimistic growth projections. So 6.5% and 7.5%. Based on the, I think by then, we were quite optimistic that actually COVID-19 will be less a threat this year, but it's not the case. So that target might have to be revised. And this is something that I think right now the government is probably doing it. However, because we don't really have a mechanism of oversight in place where parliament is not in session. So we don't know what kind of recalibrating that the government is actually doing, considering the economic situation is not as good as they projected when they tabled the budget in November 2020.
So very quickly, what do you hope to see in the 12th Malaysia Plan?
I think another one is always a plan for long-term growth for Malaysia. I think how we address productivity level, how we address talent, how we address, again, long-term questions in our country, affirmative action, how this can be made effective in the future.
Uni, thanks so much for joining us today. That was Sri Munianti Yusof, Research Manager at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, giving us some insight into the reality of the government's spending on COVID-19 and as well as what she believes they need to focus on perhaps a little bit further. And I think her comments about, I guess, the inconsistency of the pace of the rollout of different measures is something that definitely needs to be highlighted. Some things have been have come out quite well, others not so much.
Also, the government did not spend 600 billion ringgit to revive the economy. Yes, they injected that amount of money, but through various means, some of it our own money, whether it was EPF liquidity or even the loan moratorium. The actual injection is much lower than that. And of course, the other point to remember is that while some governments in the world, like the US, can rely on their dollar dominance and things like that to issue debt till the cows come home, not all countries can do that, which is why countries, nations like ours, have to still think about the debt to GDP ratio. Although we would be forgiven if we did borrow more money during this time, but there must always be a plan as to how to patch that hole up. And a lot of times the revenue situation isn't that brilliant.
Yeah, so I think it's how you spend the money, and then, you know, reviewing the performance of civil servants, getting rid of dead wood. I think all that needs to be done by the government. It needs political will. But long term is what's going to be in that 12 Malaysia plan and how we're going to bring this country forward.
Absolutely. So things to keep in mind, certainly, as we head into the 8 o'clock news bulletin. Don't go away, though. After that, we have the Breakfast Grill, where Roshan will be speaking with Shidish Panse, General Manager at Servier Malaysia. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.